You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
They ask people what's on their summer bucket list.
Oh.
Jeremy and I did a little segment. Was that a week ago? 2 weeks ago? It was like, what have you checked off
yeah,
the bucket list?
What have you accomplished off of it?
So they started asking people, you know, there's a lot of people kind of chomping at the bit to get out and about for the summer. So they're saying, what's your priority for this summer? Number one, you'll like this, Jeremy, camping.
Hey, there you go.
Aren't you guys going in just a few weeks?
I think we are. It's on my list this week to de-winterize the camper and get it ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
get
I'm
all
excited.
The squirrels out of it.
Get all the squirrels, right, the raccoons. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to use it.
Water skiing, number two. Wakeboarding, number three.
No.
I tried wakeboarding, what was that, like 12 years ago?
Any good?
13 years ago. I enjoyed it. I was not very good at it. It was my first time to ever try it, and it was not on the back of a boat. It was being pulled by a
dolphin?
A whale. A big turtle. it's funny. It was a wave runner.
Oh, yeah. I bet that's intense.
It was. So it was a wave runner.
You hold
runner.
The rope in your teeth?
Yeah.
Put your arms out?
I'll tell you this. Cherry Creek Reservoir was cold.
I bet. I don't want to do that.
Don't want to?
There's a lot of things on this list I don't want to do. Water skiing, wakeboarding, surfing, skydiving, mountain climbing. Sunbathing.
Sunbathing's on the list? That's funny.
Or going to a national monument. Ugh.
Well, some of them are good.
Fishing's on there. I'll go fishing.
My son and daughter-in-law now live in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And number four is right up their alley. They are...
They
are trying to get into the surfing lifestyle. They have been giving it some shots. They say they love it.
Do they say bro a lot now?
Hang ten, man. Anyway, if your summer bucket list includes a family road trip, you should know that people have been doing some studies on this, and they found that the average amount of time you can put up with your family in a car before you go out of your ever-loving mind is less than 4 hours. They say it's 3 hours, 46 minutes. That's about it. That's when you snap.
I feel like that's too long. I feel like I'm an hour and a half in, and I'm, like, done.
You're like, I'll drive down to Garden of the Gods.
That's all you
get. That is about as far as I can go.
And then our road trips to Iowa when the mother-in-law tags along, too. Oh, my God. Tap out, yeah. Man. There's been times we'll be on I-80, and I want to open the driver's door and just do a tuck and roll.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be funny if you got about halfway there, you're in the middle of the road at Nebraska or something, and you just pull over to the side of the road and just get out and start walking.
Walking back to Colorado.
Toss the keys to Nicole.
There you go.
Send me a text when you get there, babe. They say if you're traveling, doing road trips with friends, you can last a little bit longer. That is four hours and 23 minutes.
That seems a little more fun.
And they asked people, they said, name your perfect road trip. Perfect road trip when you get all the data collected is a 4.5-day trip, 4 different states, 5 major landmarks.
Holy cow.
Hey, I've said it before. I'll say it again. The greatest road trip in the world is to rent a car and drive somewhere and then fly back.
Sure.
That is the way to go. And I've done that, and it's the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a little more expensive because obviously you're renting a car. And renting a car one way is expensive. Yeah. And but trust me.
You're tired. You just want to get home.
If you're doing a long road trip, the drive there is always fun. The drive back is a drag.
Yeah.
So that's my recommendation.
Pro tip.
What else is trending?
Well, T's and P's. Thoughts and prayers today are with Chick-fil-A. You can say goodbye to that extra Chick-fil-A sauce for now. It's very sad news. Chick-fil-A is reporting a limited number of sauces right now because they have industry-wide supply chain shortages. So you're not going to be able to roll up today and order like a single chicken sandwich and ask for 14 sauces. They're trying to quickly resolve this issue. They're making adjustments. But right now, if you go to Chick-fil-A, you get one sauce per entree, two sauces per meal, and three sauces per the 30-count nugget meal. So you're going to have to really divvy up your dippage.
Each little thing...
Each little tub.
Little tub has to last for 10 nuggets?
For 10 nuggets, which is impossible.
That's not even possible.
Not even possible. But there's a shortage, so... I will say, I did post this online today, and everyone is having the same thought that I am. Just go to the stores, because they carry the sauce now. And keep that little tub in your car.
I wonder if this is part of their ultimate plan. And they're just calling it supply line issues.
Maybe. Maybe. Or maybe just people are just asking for too much sauce in general, like, moi? And this is their way of saying, no, you can't, Jeremy. Sorry. Google Trends alert. Somebody just revealed the five questions people have searched for the most on the Google machine. Unlimited possibilities of things that you can search on Google, right? Some very valuable, very interesting information. But yet people are Googling, what time is it? How to tie a tie. I kind of get that one. How to kiss. Where am I? And how many ounces in a cup?
I've done that one.
How many is it?
I don't remember. I have to ask
every
time.
I don't remember either.
Just ask Alexa, because Alexa's in the kitchen. Hey, Alexa, how many ounces in a cup? Or how many tablespoons in
Eight
cup?
Ounces.
How many teaspoons in a tablespoon?
It's constant. She's great for that. It's eight. 8 ounces in a cup. Now we know.
Have we talked about this before, that it used to be when you said thank you to Alexa, she did not respond, but now she does?
Because you usually have to say, Alexa, thank you. You have to say her name
No,
first.
You don't.
Just thank you now?
Just thank you works now. If you do it quickly enough, if she gives you the answer and you go, thank you, her responses are either no problem, you're welcome, or of course, I think, are the things.
So polite.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah, she's so polite.
Very nice. Viral video alert. It's a 49-year-old woman, goes by Jules, on her OnlyFans account. Dom, are you familiar?
Not with her.
And she's gone viral because of her TikTok account. And here's what she's doing on there. She went onto her TikTok and she decided to shave her legs with sandpaper. And she says, oh my God, my skin is so soft. It's awesome. That is a direct quote. And I guess she had to put a bunch of lotion on there because you probably remove a little bit of skin while doing that. But it works, I guess. I've never heard of this being done.
If she's on OnlyFans doing that.
This was on TikTok. But she's big on OnlyFans.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't look her up because work computer.
Because I'm just saying, then that would be the people who have a fetish for legs and also the people who have a fetish for
sandpaper.
Like, pain and stuff, I guess.
I can't even walk down the sandpaper aisle at Home Depot.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking
about. Who's your grit? Real quick, here's your Fat America, which led into a whole topic this morning. Starbucks is rolling out a new drink. They're calling it the Strawberry Funnel Cake Frappuccino. Coffee, milk, funnel cake syrup. I'll drizzle that on my legs. Strawberry puree.
You drizzle that on your legs and I'll lick it off.
We need an OnlyFans account immediately.
The Tom and Jeremy.
And then funnel cake crumble pieces on top. I could do the funnel cake syrup and the crumble pieces on my legs. That's an entree right there.
What if you got some funnel
is open.
Cake syrup and a Chick-fil-A packet? And put them
One leg is Chick-fil-A sauce and the other is funnel cake syrup. Woo-wee, we'd be raking it in. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the hack for making a giant spaghetti dinner for a large group of people. It's a video on there. This woman pours spaghetti sauce all over her kitchen counter, and then she adds meatballs and pasta and cheese, and it's right there on her big kitchen island. Stirs it all up and dumps salad next to it. And I guess your guests are supposed to come with their plate and a fork and just scoop everything off the counter and enjoy a delicious spaghetti dinner.
Okay. It looks weird, but I just don't want to...
I get what she was going for, but
I don't want all the guess sticking their forks in where I've been sticking my fork in.
Well, if it's a clean fork, my concern is how clean the kitchen counter is.
But you need a new fork for every bite then. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, see, I would just show up with a plate and scoop it onto a plate and then go sit on their couch and eat it.
That's not the spirit of it, though. You're supposed to eat it off the counter.
Either way, it's the dumbest thing you're going to see all day, and it's on our Facebook search, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.